The Wyvern was clearly an enormous strain on the finances of Westland, and it went on for, I think, 8 long years. But they therefore all talked about diversification, and the helicopter came up. And I know that Parr went down as early, I think, as 46-7 to Bewley, where there was an assessment going on at the helicopter investigatory works somewhere near Bewley. And after a fair amount of discussion between all the directors and, I presume, the pilots, they did manage to get the license to build from Mr. Sikorsky the Westland S-51, which they then christened the Dragonfly. And that was then the sole helicopter which gained a lot of publicity. And, you know, even though Alan Bristow did clock one of the directors, and I really have never found out why, Alan has to be thanked, because it was he who, as the chief test pilot for helicopters, did so much publicity. I mean, he, during the gales of the early 50s, fed the lifekeepers very famously at the Wolf Rock Lighthouse with their supplies. And, you know, at air shows, he all but looped these wretched helicopters. And, you know, he helped bring the helicopter forward. And so they very quickly produced a prettier version of the S-51, which was amusingly called the Widgeon, and which Parr always told me he had sketched on the back of an envelope, a prettier nose. So whether he had anything to do with the Widgeon, I wonder. And then, of course, they brought out their lifesaver, which was the S-55, which was the funny-looking little fat job, which kept going until 20-something years ago, maybe. I mean, it's a really, really, really useful machine, that one. Mm. And it went through various permutations. Mm. And, of course, they did collect other machines with their acquisitions. They made a thing called the Westminster, which was sort of called the Flying Crane, I remember, which could pick up a tank, but that never went into production. I think there was a certain amount of difficulty. I know the Westland's directors were very tickled with the Fairey Rotodyne. There was the hovercraft. Parr was very sceptical about it and said it would turn over, and it did turn over. And I know he had an awful lot of fusses with the directors. And I think, you know, to give him his due, he didn't exactly say, look, I'm a naval architect and, you know, I can work a slide rule and I know a little bit more about these things than maybe some of the people in the aircraft industry. Yeah, I think Westlands were forced to go at a certain pace.